You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
All-Star break is almost upon us, and I have to say that the Dodgers are defying the odds that I gave them to be able to get through this kind of difficult stretch. So let's talk about that. I'm Allison Futter. I'm here with Ken Gurnett. Ken, the buzz mostly is people are saying that they really couldn't have asked for probably a better stretch than they just recently had with so many injuries, including obviously Clayton Kershaw being out. So it's been pretty nice. They took 2 of 3 over the Brewers. They swept the Rockies, and they lost 2 of 3 to Baltimore. But overall, it seems like they've really been able to tread water through this time, right?
Yeah, they've gotten some good pitching performances, although nobody's going deep, and that's a long-term issue they've got. But probably the best news is that Kershaw is playing catch already. So it does seem that his injury is minor, as they originally said, and he's already on the road to recovery. So he may be back a little bit sooner than some people thought, and that's probably more meaningful than any individual game that they've won.
Yeah, a lot of times when guys go on the DL and then, well, pitchers go on the DL and then they need to, they slowly come back, they're pretty close, and then they have to go out on a rehab start. But Dave Roberts actually said he doesn't think that Clayton's going to need a rehab assignment, so I guess that just buys them some time, right?
Well, yeah, if it turns out to be the case, the Dodgers and Dave actually haven't been all that great in predicting the recoveries of their players, so... You know, you take that with a grain of salt. I mean, they thought that that Ryu would be back for the beginning of spring training, you know, and he's going to make his first start tonight. So, it's a guessing game on injuries. But Kershaw, you know, if he's not Superman, he's close to being bulletproof, and he's come back from injuries in the past pretty quickly, and it looks like he's going to repeat that.
That's very good news for the Dodgers. I was watching the epic 14-inning game between the Dodgers and the Orioles. Chase Utley, and I'm not going to overblow his overall season performance. He was 6-for-7 in that game. But his numbers overall are very, very good. He's a slightly older player. I wasn't as blown away when they acquired him in a trade. I didn't think that he would be an impact player. He seems to certainly be doing that for the Dodgers. What has he meant to the team just over the course of this season?
Yeah, even more than what the numbers show. It's the way he plays the game, you know, and if they had 25 players to play at his level of intensity, they probably wouldn't be 6 games back. He just does the right things at the right time, and he knows how to play the game. And he's brought that kind of professionalism, although I'm not quite sure how much that rubs off on other players because, you are what you are. And this is the way he's always played. And he obviously learned the right way. And whether it rubs off on anyone else, at least you know you're getting it from him. And he's handled the leadoff role better than anyone expected. He's come back from an injury-plagued season of last year. You got to give Dodgers management credit. They gave him $7 million, and a lot of people thought that was crazy. It turned into a bargain so far.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot to just a player who has had so much postseason experience. Obviously, you have to still be able to play, but knowing just what it takes to get to the postseason, have played in so many, I just think that makes a big difference too. So let's talk just a little bit about the All-Stars. So it's Kershaw, Jansen, and Corey Seager. Not huge surprises anywhere, but you and I have talked many times throughout the first half of the season that Kenley Jansen has not been on an All-Star team before. So that had to have been kind of cool to see him make it. And what was his reaction?
Yeah, he was pretty excited. It was long overdue, and I think he was concerned that he might have another letdown, you know, and it wasn't the case. So I know that he feels it was overdue. But he's very grateful that he finally got it. The timing is good because he's about to enter free agency when the season's over. And, he did break Gagne's franchise career save record last month. He really hasn't gotten the attention around the league. And I think it meant a lot to him that he was put on through the player vote because I think that shows him that his peers respect what he's done. So, yeah, that was a feel-good pick. I think everybody expected Seager to be on. You know, he's having a tremendous rookie season. But for a guy who's put in Jansen, you know, five solid years and not getting the recognition, I know that it probably means even more to him than it does to Seager.
Is Kershaw planning on being there? What is his is the schedule going to allow for that, his rehab schedule?
Don't know. Heard talk that he will be there, but don't know for sure.
Okay. Yeah, I would imagine he'd want to just to be part of the festivities if that would allow. Okay, things are looking a lot better from the Dodgers than the last couple of times I talked to you. So thanks, Ken. Enjoy the break, and we'll talk to you when we get back.
Okay, thanks, Allison.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.